embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my silk and laceable you. I'm in love with you.
We are playing Frank Sinatra because Frank, for many reasons, because in the 10 o'clock hour, we're having two more theater people in. Jim Sherman, who is starring in the Ben Heck Show at the Piven Theater, has decided at my behest to stay and act as co-host as I interview two of my dearest and oldest friends. Mark and Maureen Shulman run Eli's Cheesecake, the nationwide company. Maureen called or sent me an email a couple weeks ago saying, "Hey, Rick, it's National. Do you know when National Cheesecake Day is?
Our favorite day of the year."
Get a microphone.
Our favorite day of the year.
I'm sure it is. I'm thinking, wait a minute. I didn't know there was. Did Jim, did you know there was a National Cheesecake Day?
I did not, I have to admit.
All right. Now, you have to give me a bit of history. What you guys are doing is fantastic up at Eli's, a four-day celebration for charitable institutions. Who invented National Cheesecake Day, Mark Shulman? Did Eli do it?
I wish I did, or Eli did. You know, we founded, actually, it dates back about 15 years ago when Senator Durbin took our cheesecake to the floor of the Senate and saying, hey, as we celebrate this great legacy, and we've really built upon it. So when we opened Eli's Cheesecake World on Chicago's Northwest Side in 1996,
wow,
we had a festival that was in October when we opened, and we said, you know what? You know, we have Taste of Chicago. We just had a great taste. Let's move it up and tie it into National Cheesecake Day. And this year is really perfect because it's Saturday, July 30th. So this year we start on Thursday with our farmers market, sampling, activities. Friday, we have artisans. We have lots of free cheesecake samples, a free dessert buffet, and then Saturday and Sunday,
we have some crazy entertainment Saturday and Sunday.
You have Jesse White Tumblers, a classic car show, the Happiness Club, a tap dancing review.
Wait, the tap dance review is incredible. It's Dorian Rea, Tristan Burns, and Starina Dixon. They're awesome. They're bringing a tap dancing stage, and they're going to perform. It's great. We have the Lady Dons from Notre Dame College Prep, who are the national champions.
They do?
They're cheerleaders.
Oh, okay.
How did I get
that? How am I supposed to know? I didn't even know there's a National Cheesecake Day.
So at Eli's, this really great lady, Elsa Gomez, works there. And one day I said, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And she said, oh, I'm going to Orlando with the cheerleaders. I said, what do you mean? She's their coach with her daughter, Gabby.
Oh, wow.
So, and they're going to be cheering things about Eli's and cheesecake.
How was Taste of Chicago for you? Mark, you're an original.
We are the only original.
That's right, the only. It started here, Jim, as you well remember, right out here on Michigan Avenue.
Sure.
You know, Arnie Morton was one of the big guys behind it. And you, why do you think that is, Mark? I mean, I know some places have closed, but you would think some other place would have stuck with it
the whole time. You know, I think family commitment. Eli, now Maureen, just driving and saying, hey, let's do a big cake. Let's do this. You know, I think that's why we do the Cheesecake Festival. We really celebrate being a Chicago company. And it's great to go to an event like Taste and see your customers, to, you know, have the festival. Actually, I just got a note today. Rob Feeder, came by, brought his daughter by, came to Eli's for the first time ever. And he said, this is great, because we had a lot of people who'd have lunch with Eli at the restaurant at Eli's, the place for steak. And now, yeah, we're on the northwest side. We're out by Norridge, Harwood Heights. But, you know, we have 6.5 acres of land. We have free parking. It's free. And it's really great that we have these wonderful people who make all our products handmade in Chicago.
Well, you are so like your dad. Jim, Eli was sort of responsible, one of the great connectors of all time, introducing people. Sinatra, Mark, tell the Sinatra story. Sinatra ate at Eli's all the time and gave him a watch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wear the watch.
I know.
From Frank and Barbara gave my dad in 1987 a Cartier watch. And I think it was a place they They always came. You know, we would be there with Maureen. We'd sort of just, everyone would focus on Sinatra. But the loyalty he had, actually, that was one of the first times of sending cheesecake, you know, before FedEx even existed, getting it to Sinatra, getting him the shrimp mark, getting him liver, you know, taking care of that. But what a great friend and supporter. And I think, you know, those relationships when we, you know, as we went on with the cookbook that Maureen did in the history, I think that Eli was so tied to so many Chicago classics and so many wonderful entertainers.
No question. Jim, you never went to Eli's, did you?
No, I've certainly had Eli's cheesecake, you know, because fortunately I can
buy it.
What
were you doing for 40 years?
Well, I'm going to have to find my
way
out
there. Well, he was a struggling actor.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
well, then Eli would have fed you free.
That's right. Because
that was the other part.
Really?
If you have no money, we'll feed you free. And I think,
now you tell me.
Well, you can go. You know, this place is not too far from the Piven Theater where Jim's show is.
Once I'm north, I just got to come west, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
And
so, now that I know that Sinatra was there, I've never imagined Sinatra eating cheesecake. I'm learning so much.
So speaking of really momentous things, how about Eli's is a Pokestop for the Pokemon.
Come on.
The cow. Remember the cow from Cows on Parade?
Yes.
So we have it in our cafe.
Well, of course you do. Well,
and it's a Pokestop.
Oh. Now, have they bothered you? Do you like it?
We love it.
Really?
We love it, don't we, Mark?
Love it. And actually, to show how the world changes, we found it out because the grandson of our controller, who's 12, was there that day. And we're going, why are you on your phone? What are you doing? And that was before anybody else realized it. But what we're doing for the festival, we partner with the Sunshine Activity Center, which is a great afternoon center for adults with disabilities. So if people come to the festival on Saturday and Sunday for $2, 100% of the proceeds go to the Sunshine Center. They're going to be able to decorate one of our new cheesecake tarts, and we have a whole series of Pokemon decorations.
How fun.
And the other non-for-profit.
National Cheesecake Day is now my favorite holiday.
But there's even more because the Classic Car Show benefits our next-door neighbor, which is the New Horizons for the Developmentally Disabled. So there, you have a classic car. You pay $12, 100% goes to the school, and you get a cheesecake and you get a plaque. So I think we'll have about 200 classic cars in our parking lot that Sunday only.
Wow.
And, is it possible there'll be some Pokemon in the cars?
Hey,
I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Holograms, we have everything.
Yes, of course there'll be Pokemon in the cars.
So the car exhibitors pay the $12, not the public. It's free to the public.
Really?
Yeah.
And all these other things are free. What?
All these other things are free, right. Tasted new cheesecake every hour at the sound of the gong.
Really?
Yeah. Going to be super fun.
Now, how long did it take you to? You were both very creative people. How long did it take you to come up with this? I mean, I'm sure you would just toss ideas back and forth, saying, "Can we do this?"
Now, Maureen just says, "Do it," and then we figure it out. And Maureen, actually, we've been married so long, she doesn't even ask me anymore. That I go work with people. And I said, "You know, Maureen said we got to price this project out or do this." So. Maureen is always being creative, and that's
really a great
part of the relationship because, you know what, we work with great people. We have great customers to be involved.
You also have so many longtime employees, Mark. That is always a great indication. That kind of loyalty says a great deal about and Maureen.
And we learned it, you know, obviously from my father, my parents, and the people who were with Eli so long. And, you know, hey, we've had a great history at Eli's and making our products in Chicago. And, you know, I think you look at the growth, it's a lot more technical today. You know, I think of my dad starting, and when you go to Eli's, you see that first mixer you can see it when you come in and what it became and the growth. But, you know, the new flavors, the new items that we make, and those are available for purchase in the cafe. And actually, we sell our Sweet Imperfections, which are pretty good cakes, but maybe have a crack or something off, and they're like 70% off.
Aye, aye, aye.
And guess what else we did with the Sweet Imperfections? For the 3-inch small ones, because in honor of the Olympics, we're doing Cheesecake Olympics. Those are going to become pucks.
Pucks in what?
Frozen cheesecake, little 3-inch cheesecakes.
Come on.
Yes, for kids. We're having Cheesecake Olympics hockey and the Little Cheesecakes the Puck. We're having mini golf. We're having, we looked up all the games of the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and we tried to make them cheesecakey.
Like this is good. Relays. Now, this coming week, Jim, you've got shows Wednesday, Thursday. When do you have?
I have shows Wednesday and Thursday this week only, and then usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, good. You can go. You can go to this thing first.
Would you like to be the ref? You can be the referee for the hockey.
Referee? I can't play. I'm thinking cheesecake discus, cheesecake shot put.
Sure.
Why not? Yeah.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be.
That's Frank Sinatra, a frequent patron of Eli's The Place for Steak. And if he were still alive, he'd be very, very old. He'd be over 100. I think he'd be 101, maybe 101 or 102. And he might go and ask Mark Shulman for the his watch back that he gave to Eli. The Showmans and Eli's Cheesecake are having a cheesecake festival Thursday through Sunday with all manner of activities. Go to EliCheesecake.com. It's on the front of the webpage, and you'll get all the information. And Jim Sherman, who is starring in the Ben Heck Show at the Piven Theater, has been intrigued enough by these, and I think likes these two people well enough, he's going to go up there for something. Definitely. For he wants a puck. He wants a cheesecake puck. He wants to referee a hockey game with a bunch of kids playing with a cheesecake puck. You guys do know how to have fun. How's the book doing, Maureen?
The book is doing very well, Rick. And we're having lots of interesting appearances. We're going to be at Chopping Block in the fall. The benefit for the library. And it's in its second printing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's the name of that book?
I wrote that book. Oh, yeah. The Eli's Cheesecake Cookbook. There. Remarkable recipes from a Chicago legend.
And it's got a bunch of, you know, sort of a few celebrated people in the book. Their recipes. Scott Simon.
Right. Scott Simon, Mike Ditka.
I'm sure Mike gave you that recipe himself. I'm sure he spent, I'm sure over his whole life he spent about 3 minutes in the kitchen somewhere. But he does run a restaurant.
I know. And we photographed him in those 3 minutes. Jeff Tweedy and his son Spencer, Stroop Waffle Cheesecake. Chris Kennedy and his wife Sheila, Lemon Berry Cheesecake.
Bill Curtis.
Bill Curtis, right. And that's a Prairie Cheesecake with Donna LaPietra. So yeah,
is that
we
made
have
with
some,
hay or what,
it's that? A nod to his, you know, saving his, land and all
his
that stuff.
His roots, yeah. This thing, however, how many people do you expect? This could be the weather. It's not going to be as miserable as it was the last few days. It really looks like it's going to be this perfect kind of weather, and this festival seems a perfect antidote to political conventions. Don't you think?
Certainly the Republican convention.
Yeah, class. Eli would really like this. Actually, the other day I found a ballot my dad was on in 1948. And he was in politics, and he was on the primary ballot with Paul Douglas and Adlai Stevenson. So you about all the history. See, I think this is a very fitting time. We have a lot of parking. You know, we have we have a lot of fun in doing it. We have a main stage, and I think, you know, that's always been our commitment to the community. You know, we're on the, we've been on the Northwest Side now for over 30 years and 20 years.
How did you first decide on that location? How did that location come about? Were you driving around looking for a place?
Well,
is it that easy?
The first location we got because we rented a bakery that ARA had, and we really liked the Portage Park, Dunning community, and then really being with my dad and seeing, we went on land that was the former Dunning Mental Health Center. Wright College was under consideration, and really Mayor Daley and Governor Thompson were really very supportive in making sure we stayed in Chicago. And I think it was Mayor Daley's commitment to saying, hey, we need you here. And it's been great. I think, you know, we were staying in Chicago long before, you know, it became in vogue. But, you know, most of our people live pretty close.
Right.
And
right.
It's great. And we have great grounds. And if you can't come that weekend, every Thursday in August, we have a farmer's market. We grill lunch every Thursday. So we do a lot of good things. Father's Day bike ride for next year for free. So we have a real commitment to benefit working with the community.
Eli Cheesecake, not Eli's Cheesecake, EliCheesecake.com always has, I mean, this thing is on the front of the of your webpage. Jim, aren't these nice people?
Yeah, and I have a question. May I?
Sure. You're my co-host.
Before you got here, Rick and I were talking about how there's something unique to Chicago in its support for the theater. And I'm wondering, because you have such a successful family business that's been around for so long, if there's something that you think happened with that business in Chicago that wouldn't have happened anyplace else? Because I feel real strongly about that in terms of the support for the theater. Do you have that sense?
Well, I think, you know, Joyce Sloan was this great mentor and brought, he was so close to all of us, to Maureen and I. And I think, you know, it's community. I think, you know, you work together in a lot of different ways, and that ability to give back. And I could say, you know, as we learned from Cup and Essie and supporting theater groups, I think it's something, and it's always fun. Maureen, what about the cakes for Second City?
Well, yeah, we've done all the, you know, the great anniversary cakes for Second City, and we're partners with Broadway in Chicago, so we do a lot of events with Eileen Licario and whenever they have press events or bring cakes to the set, it's great.
See, we just met, but now that I know you knew Joyce, we're friends forever because she was so special. Yeah,
I know. We're really good friends with Cheryl, too.
Joyce was sort of the den mother and spiritual advisor and every kind of advisor to Second City, and just a lovely,
actually,
lovely
moments. Woman. The reason we were a little late, we were going through classic books, and one of the books we found was Chris Farley's story, and it was to Joyce.
Yeah.
And we just found it tonight.
Yeah. That's why you were late? You're fine. You were just on time. Leave it in Maureen's hand. Leave it always in Maureen's hand. Well, I'm glad to introduce all of you. And, Jim, you do have to visit and get to know these people better.
Well, definitely. And you could come see my show.
I will, for sure.
Tell them what I think there's an aspect. The aspect you talked about will be very interesting for these two. It's not just Ben Heck, the big Hollywood star. It's much more, right?
Right. This show is based on two books of memoirs that he wrote. And he was not only a very successful playwright and screenwriter, but during the Second World War, he got very involved after the war in Zionist activities, because he was one of the first people who was reporting in this country about what was going on in Europe during the Nazi Holocaust. And he became very active about that. And it really raised his consciousness as an American Jew. And the story that he relates, I found so fascinating, because he talks about anti-Semitism and racism in a way that is still sadly relevant today. You know, so it's the response has been really strong.
So how many weeks? What are the
days? We've been going for 7 weeks already. We've extended the run. We're going till August 14th now in Evanston at the Piven Theater.
It may find another home because it has been a huge hit, and it does. It resonates with Jewish groups, of which there are many.
Yes.
So maybe the next Cheesecake Festival will have. It's for you people who want to let your kids go play hockey with a cheesecake puck, and you go see the show. Don't you think that? I'm just trying to put it. It's not as if Maureen Showman needs another idea. In the couple minutes we have left, Mark, what do you attribute to this astonishing success? You know, I couldn't be happier for you, but it's an astonishing success as National Cheesecake Day comes. It's the most famous cheesecake in the world, is it not?
No, have you had it? It's really good.
Me,
you know?
I've been having it for free since Eli took me under his wing.
But I tell you, Rick, I think the great thing, it's like, you know, first a taste. It's, you know, it's history. You know, we live in a world where you'll see a brand on a shelf and you look at it and, hey, it's a private equity guy and it was created 2 years ago and they made up a story. And when we go around and we say, hey, here's the watch Sinatra wore. Here's what Eli did in 1940. Here's when Eli did, you know, Chicago's 150th birthday cake with Lois. And you, Rick, you were there on the stage 1987 for that an amazing event. So I think it builds upon it, and that I think all of us, and Maureen and I, our children, the people work at Eli's, you know, hey, love the story, love to create great things. And I think it is a uniquely Chicago story. I don't know that there are other cities that would give the support that we've had, if it's from Mayor Washington or Sawyer or Emanuel and Daley, yeah, have all been great to us. You know, we just did Navy Pier's 100th birthday.
I know.
What
I
an
know.
Honor.
And don't diminish the fact that it's, like, really, really good.
By the way.
I mean, basically, as just a consumer like me, please go to EliCheesecake.com for all the information about this four-day Cheesecake Festival up on the northwest side, and then go to brownpapertickets.com to go see the Ben Heck Show. I have planned your entire weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Mark and Maureen Shulman, it's always great to see you. Jim Sherman,
thank you.
It is great to see you, too.
Thank you.
This was a cool hour, a great hour of radio, no matter how it came to be. We'll be right back.